This is Ted Kennedy. The United States is setting a bad international example by refusing to pay its way in the World Health Organization. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, no agency on earth does more to help people than WHO, the World Health Organization. Its vaccination programs save millions of lives and billions of dollars. It led the successful effort to eradicate smallpox from the face of the earth. And it's the front line of defense today in the worldwide battle against AIDS. But your right-wing isolationist friends are mad at the United Nations, Al, and they're taking it out on WHO by refusing to pay the U.S. share of its budget. We're $118 million in arrears, and life-saving programs are being cut back. Tell your friends to shape up, Al. WHO is too important to fall victim to right-wing ideology. World health is one issue where Uncle Sam can't afford to be a deadbeat.
Deadbeat? I think you mean you beat that issue till it's dead. You've been wandering around the swamp so long on that when you've been sucked in. Congress has reduced United Nations funding, but that's been in response to the way the UN has operated, slapping us around on almost a daily basis. But the World Health Organization has suffered not a whit in that process. Last December, Congress appropriated $50 million for the WHO. An additional $15 million has now been earmarked through yet another appropriation. And Ted, the United States owes WHO $38 million from past years, not the whopping $118 million you cite. We haven't abandoned the World Health Organization, Ted. You shot from the hip this time, Ted, and blasted off a few of your toes. Out in the West, we shoot sharper than that. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need to fill crucial vacancies in the federal courts. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.